Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been in the book of Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15, where the Bible says, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines." We've been looking at that topical thought, the little foxes that spoil the vine. We're not talking about some teddy bear, something innocent, but we're talking about something destructive. Little foxes that spoil the vines. On Monday we talked about the little fox of faithfulness. Tuesday, the little fox of forgiveness. On Wednesday we talked about that little fox of fruitfulness. Yesterday, the little fox of flirtiness. And then today, the little fox of fleshliness. The book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 4 comes to mind. The Bible says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 5 of Romans 8 says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." And then the Bible goes on and tells us in more detail in verse 6, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." You know, there's an old adage that says folks are too heavenly minded to be any earthly good. Well, you know, I've heard that said, but you know, I've never met anybody like that. I know some people who are Phariseistic. They would run across a busy street to give someone a gospel tract, but they wouldn't. They would cross to the other side of the street to keep from giving someone a biscuit if they were hungry. I've seen that. But my friend, that's not heavenly minded. The Bible says, "After the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, the Spirit the things of the Spirit." The little fox of fleshliness. Well, let me see if I can maybe define it this way. When I first went up in an airplane, a small plane, I was grown, had been pastoring for years before I ever flew. And when I went up an airplane for the first time, Phil asked me, did I want to go up? And I told him, sure. And I said, well, how high are we going to get? And he goes, I don't know why. And I said, well, I don't want to get too high off the ground. He kind of laughed at me. Well, he really never said a whole lot about that, but I noticed that he got higher than I wanted to be, higher than I thought we ought to be. But I come to find out a little later on in learning something about aviation and learning a little bit about flying that the most dangerous time an airplane has is when it's closest to the ground. Takeoffs and landings are the most dangerous times. Any time that you're close to the ground, it's very dangerous, primarily because of running into things, of hitting obstacles. It wasn't too long ago that a medical helicopter hit a TV tower in Florida, killed everybody on board. It's not uncommon to hear of people from the flatland flying into these mountains and crashing into the side of them. We hear that. We know that. Well, understand that the closer you are to the earth in an airplane, the less time you have if the motor goes out to do something about it, and the more apt you are to run into something. On the other hand, the higher you are, the more time you have to initiate emergency procedure and to glide the airplane to a safe landing area, and the less probability you have of running into something. And so the analogy crosses over that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And yet we today pride ourselves on how close we are and how much of the flesh we can satisfy without getting into the big five sins, and that we're not guilty of this and this like those people, and yet we satisfy the flesh as frequently and as oftenly as we can get by with. Father, would you help us, I pray, to walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Help us not to be carnally minded, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.